The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, yeah, getting this Friday started, September 17th. Good morning, good morning, 6:06 on the radio. Great to have you with us. There's a lot to get into. There's a lot to correct. That's what I say. I see a lot of things happening and a lot of things breaking and the news is breaking. And I say, okay, I got to fix that. Okay, we got to comment on that. They just put stuff out there and they think like we're knuckleheads and like we're going to believe anything that they put out there. And we don't. And we're smarter and we will continue the fight. Hey, don't you feel like it's an uphill battle, right? It's like, oh my gosh, what are they telling us? What are they doing? And Joe Biden's hacking and coughing on. I worry about him, you know, the way Hillary did. You know, when Hillary was doing that coughing fits all the time, I said to a friend who was a big supporter of Hillary, I didn't hate. I said, look, you might want to get these Walgreens cough gels. As I suggested to my friend, get up to Hillary. Really, I didn't care she was hacking. Everybody was saying, oh, this is good, makes her look bad. No, I wanted to help her cough. And they never heard back. They never did anything. So, and now Joe is like hacking. Can we do a COVID test for this guy that calls himself president? Hey, Joe on the radio, 6:07. There's a lot to get into. This Millie thing, I don't think there's any marginalization of it. That if you're gonna call and check and say, oh look, let's turn it around for a second. Let's say there was something happening in Hong Kong or Taiwan or in China itself, and there was some upset, you know, and like Tiananmen Square or something like that. Do you think there was one Chinese official in the military that called the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in America to say, we're okay, everything's all right. If we attack you, we're gonna let you know. Do you think that they would do that in China, in Russia, in Turkey, in Iran, and anybody, in any country? Take your pick. Do you think that really would happen? So there's problem in China. There's unrest in China or something. You're in Hong Kong. Let's say better yet, Hong Kong, right? And they're protesting against the Chinese. And the Chinese are there. Chinese military is there. Everybody knows. And then would a Chinese official, if a Chinese official did that, he would be in jail and fed to the dogs. You know that. Now, Millie can do it because for whatever reason, everybody got, I guess it was because of the January 6th incident. And if you're going to tell another country, if we attack, we're going to tell you that is treasonous. There's no marginalization on this. None. And, you know, isn't it amazing you and I, by the way, if you're in the military, God bless you and thank you. And you know far more than the rest of us who never had the privilege to serve. But look what's going on. We could have done the withdrawal in Afghanistan far better than Biden, far better than all the military people, far better. You could have. Now they're saying this is a distraction. You never know. You got to watch for those distractions. But for the Joint Chiefs of Staff to call our enemy and tell him. And then in Afghanistan, the fiasco, and there's apparently still hostages. We could have run this country better than what's happening now. And my goodness gracious, when Jen Psaki gets up there, and they used to always get after, Kayleigh McEnany was so on her game, she would just fire right back and bury all the reporters. And then remember Sarah Huckabee was there. They would just destroy, say, oh, you're lying. What was she's lying? She was lying? She was lying? Jen Psaki lies like through her teeth every day, and they don't call her out. They don't call her out. One follow-up question and moves on. Well, you're not vaccinating people, Peter Ducey. God bless Peter Ducey. You're not vaccinating people that come across the border. That's right. Next question. That's what it was. You're killing Americans. Right, exactly. Next question, please. Right. What world are we living in? It is so bizarre. It is so bizarre. We are in the Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone. You know, little did we know, Joe Biden would make it worse than it ever was. It's like, where's Rod Serling, man? This is really weird. Hey, Dr. Nina Radcliffe. Dr. Nina, yay, she will be with us. We're going to talk about over 400 cases of COVID in the first week of classes in New York City. Can I say this? And Dr. Nina is the expert. I am not. When someone gets COVID, it's not the death sentence it once was. When someone gets it, it's like a cold, it's like the flu, and it's not the death sentence. I got vaccinated, so that's how I speak for myself. So if you get it, it's not going to be as severe, apparently. And I still don't trust it. I still got tested the other day, by the way. Came back negative. Oh, yeah. I remember I went there. I went again. I said in the chest, go ahead, jam that thing up my nose. No, you got to jam it up your own nose now, and then you hand it off. And I was negative, but I don't know what variant's out there. I was with mom yesterday. You know, I want to make sure I'm okay, and I'm okay. But nowadays, if you get it, you can hopefully cure it, though it's still killing people. I understand that. And it's so mismanaged from the government. But 400 cases of COVID in the first week of classes in school, is that normal? And is it not unlike a flu? And Dr. Nina Radcliffe will weigh in. Miranda Devine was with Miranda. We were all together at the same table, had a great event about a week ago. And Miranda is going to join us. She's the columnist for the New York Post, author of Laptop from Hell. Gee, whose laptop could that be? And is Nancy Pelosi, Miranda says, pulling General Milley's strings? We'll get into it with Miranda. She's a great gal. Mike Gallagher will check in. Greg Jarrett. Oh, man, you don't want to miss. You see the shows we put together for? Can't tell you something? Can we talk now, you and I? Can we talk? Like Joan Rivers. How much do you miss Joan Rivers? Can we talk? Oh, 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 oh. Love, miss Joan Rivers. I miss Rodney.
I'm all right. I'm okay. I'll tell you, it's okay. Hey, Joe, how you doing? Good to see you. How you doing?
Ow, ow. And that also Sam Kennison in there, too, as well. So I miss Sam Kennison, too. Damn it, there's so many great people I miss, you know? And poor Norm MacDonald. Rest in peace, Norm. Ugh. Hey, Mike Gallagher's going to check in. Greg Jarrett is on the show. The General Milley controversy. Greg is a legal and political analyst for Fox News. He knows what he's talking about. He will join us. Mark Morgan. You know, we had Tom Holman, the Mark Morgan, Tom Holman show. Do you love these guys? Tough guys. And look what's happening at the border. Did you see what's happening at the border? Have you seen this? Do you watch this? What? It's a mess. There's 10,000 people, apparently Jamaicans, from what I hear. I was listening to, was it Sean last night? Yeah, I think it was Sean Hannity last night on Fox. And they're saying 10,000, it was Ted Cruz on Sean's show talking about, like, they put the word out to Jamaicans that you can get out. Now, I don't know if that's the case. This is what I heard, so you don't know if it's real or not. But in any case, there's 10,000 illegals under a bridge, you know, at the border. Come on. Doesn't anybody care about those people? I care about the Border Patrol. Mark Morgan is going to weigh in. And I want to tell you something. We have been, by the grace of God, spot on with the border situation. When Tom Holman comes on regularly, Mark Morgan comes on regularly, when is someone going to do something about it? We're talking about it, and nothing's being done down at the border. And then this is what I heard, that Fox News had a drone flying over, and it showed how bad it was down there at the border, how many people are coming over. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Agency, shut down the drone. This is what we hear. We'll call, we'll verify, we'll talk to Mark Morgan about it this morning. That means they didn't want the truth to be shown on national television. The FAA. So someone in the White House, and if it's Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, who is it, went to the FAA. They politicized and used the FAA to shut down the drone so you can't see the nightmare. You can't see the humanitarian crisis at the border. This is the worst. It is so untransparent. Remember, he was going to bring us together. And yet they still blame Donald Trump for everything. They can't accept the blame because they're taking the country away. They want votes. That's all they want. They don't care about COVID. They don't care about putting people in the country with this Wuhan virus. They don't care where the Wuhan virus came from. Oh, my gosh. It's exhausting because you see it, right? Right? And Brigitte Gabriel fired up. Here's a girl that went through. Brigitte Gabriel went through absolute horrible time when she was a child. And it was from the Islamic fundamentalists who want to come in. And if you're not of a certain religion, if you're not of their religion, they will kill you. They will behead you. And they bombed Brigitte's house as a child. She spent months in the hospital. She knows what she's talking about. Her latest bestseller is Rise. And she'll talk about navigating the Taliban in Afghanistan. What can we do? Because she knows firsthand. So this is a terror organization. Al-Qaeda is there. They're calling it ISIS-K. Do you understand? And do I have to say every single morning, do I have to say this? Is that as soon as Biden gets in office, the whole world crumbles. As soon as whoever is running the Biden administration gets in, whether it's Susan Rice, whether it's the Obamas, whoever it is, and Ron Klain, whoever goes in to the Oval Office, whoever's running it now and telling Joe what to do, It's been an abject failure and a disaster. And what I want to see a commentary on one of these Sunday shows, like Chuck Todd, Chuck lose the goatee, man. It's like I want to see a commentary on one of these morning shows talking about the abject failure that this administration is. And all they would go after Donald Trump, look at the policies. Let's put the personalities aside. Let's put Joe Biden's old crotchety Muppet-like, cranky, mean-spirited personality aside. Let's put that aside. Let's look at the policy. Look at the policy. Look at the failure. Look at the border. It's in a humanitarian crisis. Look what's happening in Afghanistan. Look at the inflation. The influx of people from Afghan shutting down the Cubans. Shutting down the Cubans. You notice I talk about stuff no one talks about because the news cycle, if you go, you forget about it, that's it. Not me. I'm like an elephant. You know, give me some Prevagen. I'm like an elephant. I can remember these things. It's unbelievable. And then you look at Donald Trump. All right, got it. Tweeted. Okay, got it. All right, his personality. Okay, the press didn't like it because he called the press out. And I'm not defending Donald Trump at all. I'm just telling you the reality of it all. The American First Trumpism policy worked great for America. It was some of our finest years. And he did that all through being impeached the whole time. Why can't they just go, you know what, you got a guy, we can't stand him, he hates us, we hate him, let's work together anyway, and let's do this infrastructure, let's not do this human infrastructure deal. That's my favorite, human infrastructure. We'll get into it. So yesterday, I got to go, I'm going to go see Mikey, you know, play, and apparently it was going to be late, and I said, okay, so he played at a great, great club in Garwood, New Jersey. You got to check it out. A great, you know, one of those authentic Jersey rock and roll clubs. It's called Crossroads, you know, and it's got the history of Crossroads. We'll get into that another time. It's a great story about a news great, you know, who had the devil talk to him supposedly at the Crossroads. Anyway, we're at Crossroads, and Mikey crushed it yesterday. But thank goodness the show went from, you know, he was supposed to be on way late, and he got on a little earlier, so that was great. So, but on the way there, I'm going down there, and I'm going, okay, let me go. And I got a million things to do, and I have an event tomorrow night, and we're just opening it up, and we're doing a lot, and it's all great. But I'm saying, okay, so I finally get out of the house. Let me go say hi to my mom, and then I'll go to Garwood. So I'm on my way to mom's. Then I get, this is where my attention deficit kicks in. I went down a little town called Tewksbury, which is near me out in Hunterdon County. Beautiful little town. And man, I saw this outdoor garden center, you know? Man, and when you ever, I am so hopeless with that. Wow, look at that. Flowers. Oh, look at that. Pies. I'm such a geek. I am such a geek. Of course, on my way, on the clock, as you always, because then I got to get back and get to bed, get up for the show. I got to go to New York. I got to run around like a mamaluke. I pull over. I want mums. Mr. Joseph wants mums.
Oh, yes. They look beautiful. Reds and oranges. Hi, is this thing on? You okay?
Oh, my God. So I pull over, only me. And I'm on the, and again,
three for 10 or 12? How much?
I didn't even ask because all I know, but I did do this. I'm walking around.
Hanging baskets?
You can bring Debbie in too because this is it. Mm-hmm. This is me. This is your buddy. Hi, Debbie.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hi.
This is it. So now I'm there and there's two lines checking out. And it's a beautiful countryside in Tewksbury. And they've got beautiful, huge mums. They've got, I could smell the pies being cooked. You know, it's like the fall. I'm going like, wow, this is great. And little flowers. And I need flowers because my petunias have been dead for weeks and I haven't replaced them. And I got to, you know, it goes with the rhino shield. I got to match the rhino shield. I got it all, you know. So but now no one's helping me. And I can't stand that when you go into a store. And now this is a roadside stand. So I'm going, why can't we get some pretty? I'm saying this to myself. So one guy walks over to Debbie, taps me. He goes, "Hey Joe." I go, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" He goes, "Are you getting so old that you talk to yourself now?"
No, really?
He did. Yeah. Some guy was a big guy. I went, "Oh man, you are funny." I said, "I can't find any help." I said, "Yes, I was talking to myself, you know. God, can I just get somebody to help me for a minute? One of those rants, you know, to myself." So I said hi to the guy. We had a laugh. It was so funny. But finally, somebody came and helped me, and I got those, you know, those enormous mums, those really big, enormous ones?
Oh, yeah, they're gorgeous. I got
those for my mom. I got the blueberry pie. They had sweet corn there. They had the Jersey corn, corn. Yep. And then I bought flowers for Mr. Joseph. I put them in. And I said, "Could you do me a favor? Just load," I don't have pumpkin for my mother. I said, Could you just put everything in there? And I got it in there, and I tipped her heavy, of course, you know.
Of course.
And then I went and I left everything on. And Mom loved it. Mom loved it. So like she could see the big gigantic mom and the pumpkin and everything else. So I made it to Mikey's, and when we come back, I'll tell you who the ex brought to the concert. God forbid.
Snowplow guy? Is he back? The snowplow guy?
You see how she got it? You got it immediately,
yeah,
Debbie.
That would have been my guess.
I'm just wondering, because sometimes the reappearing ex-boyfriends are around.
How you doing? Yeah. Snow's coming up.
I know. I can get Mike Connors on the phone, please. Yeah, just get him. I got to tweak my thing a little bit. I know. I go, why can't, I don't bring anybody because it's my kids. And I don't want to bring anybody around my children because they have nothing to do with my children. They shouldn't. You know, unless I was going to marry somebody, and that ain't going to happen, Deb, right? So, she looks at you, and she tells me, she told me, and then she goes like this. This was the best. The ex. And again, I'm not saying anything I don't say to her in good humor fashion, by the way.
Right.
It's like, "Oh, why don't you sit down and join her?" Now, what is that? What? I'll watch my son that I've been nurturing for the last few years, and I'm going to sit with a mamaluke, and then you know what that means? Who's going to pick up the check? I know who's not going to pick up the check. I'll tell you that right now. And I said, no, I'm fine at this table all by myself, pathetic as I look. You know, all these young people around, one guy.
That's great. Oh, I wish this was on video. I wish you could see this.
I know. I'm a reality show. I am a reality show.
Your life is.
Sit over here. Why, so I can pay for everything? No! And then I went in, and then I paid you got to pay a fee to get in, so Mikey, because Mikey makes the money off it. I said, and I'm not paying for that table right there, please.
Yeah, just get that out up front, right?
Debbie. Oh, Lordy.
You could write a book. You could write a book, Joe.
You know, one of these days. Hey, 6:24. Deb's on the road. It's Friday. Be careful out there. Debbie's got the traffic for you. Thanks, Debbie.
And I saw that picture of you and your mom. It was so beautiful. You put that out on Instagram. It was awesome. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. As we head to Vets Highway, there was an overnight accident on Vets Highway, and then a motorcycle went right into some of the emergency equipment that was on cleanup duty at the overnight accident. So now it's a big investigation here. Vets Highway is subject to closure in both directions, getting out toward the area of Ocean Ave in Bohemia because of that. Southern State Parkway westbound right at Wantagh Avenue, an accident on the shoulder. LIE westbound at Deer Park Avenue, another problem here on the island with a crash. We're seeing a lot of volume, Joe, on that eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge in the new construction zone. And also on the eastbound LIE, the ramp to the BQE, it's another crash here as well. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on 80 East exit 56 into Woodland Park. It looks like a downed tree, so definitely watch out for that. Alternate side parking rules back in effect. Partly cloudy today, chance of showers, high of 76. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
People with cancer prefer Dr. Lederman's innovative cancer treatment. Many are so disappointed not to get the same care elsewhere. Dr. Lederman is first in Western Hemisphere with body radio surgery, non-invasive, highly successful outpatient cancer treatment where we attack cancer. No cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman's first. When all others thought standard treatment was okay, Dr. Lederman doesn't settle for okay. Why should you? For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work, isn't tolerated, or isn't wanted. The original, Dr. Lederman. Don't settle for excuses and imitation. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th, most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Don't be disappointed elsewhere. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Dottie Herman. It was great. I was on stage with the great John and Margo Katsimatidis event. And there's another great person that Jerry Crowley invited and introduced me to, Dottie Herman. She's the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, and she gives you the inside track on what is hot in real estate. So I was on stage with Dottie. He goes, Joe, it's Dottie Herman. Like, she said her name like I didn't recognize her. I said, Dottie, great to see you. A great gal. And she stays one step ahead in today's seller's market. And Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. But what I want to tell you is that she's on Saturday morning right here on AM 970, The Answer. It's a great show because whether you listen, you may want to become a real estate agent. You want to work within the business. You don't know whether you're selling, you're buying, or what you're doing. It's very confusing. Check in, please, on Saturday mornings with Dottie Herman herself. She's got a great show that's been on for such a long time. She's got people that listen really all around the country. It's called Eye on Real Estate. It's Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock right here in the morning, AM 970, The Answer. Eye on Real Estate with the legend, Dottie Herman. That's Saturday morning right here at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's Bruce, 627, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Al is here, Joe is here, Debbie's here. We're here for you.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning.
Great song. You know, now you listen to this. You hear this? This is like the Bruce aficionados did not like this because it's almost like a dance track to it. But this was a huge hit. And this really, to me, broke Bruce into the mainstream because he was always like he had that eclectic Bruce follower. But now, this song. So what he did, what I saw recently with Bruce, and I know you disagree with Bruce politically, I do too, but still, I'm a fan. He's just one of the great, true rock and roll giants of all time. And then I saw something on HBO, and he did a song called Western Stars, I believe it was named. It was an album, and it didn't even show up. It didn't do anything. And I'm thinking, wow, that's amazing. Bruce did an album, and is it not doing well? Maybe. Knowing Bruce, not doing well means you sell 5 million copies, because he always does well, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't like I watched this HBO special. It said Western Stars. That's the name of it, Al, right? Western Stars. It's like,
yes. Thing,
I'm going, wow, what is that now? That Bruce Western Star, he put together one of the best television specials I've ever seen. He put in. And we got a lot to get into, but I'm just off the top of my head. Bruce Springsteen, he brought Patty in, Patty Scalfa, his wife, and they sang with a full orchestra, and he sang the songs. When you listen to the songs, it sounded like a country album, and I didn't know, did people buy it, did they not buy it? I don't know what the stats are on that. He reinvented. He's one of the smartest marketers, Bruce is. Man, did you see that? Al, did you see that at all?
I did not. I did not.
If Esoteric Show shot well. Bruce, he looks great. He sang these songs that as I listened to Western Stars, I said, well, that's great. He's doing country, a little country kind of thing. It's very, very American. He travels America. But he put together, you got to get, and again, politics aside, please politics aside for once. No hate. It was just so well done, so incredibly well done. And he sang it. It was beautiful. And so like he just reinvented himself again, you know, just once again. So he's going on the road. The East Street Band is going out, are they?
You know what? I have not heard anything about whether or not they're touring or not.
Steve Van Zandt's got a great new book out, I hear. I hear the book is great, so you got to check it out. But like, you got to put it aside, because if I want to watch Raging Bull, I watch De Niro. I'm not going to go, oh, he hates Donald Trump. And that's another thing. I know people probably say, they do say it about Piscopo, he's a Trump guy. It's like, I'm a Trump guy because I believe in America. How do you tell them no? It's like when I was at my high school reunion and I had a flag on my lapel. You're a Trump guy. No, I'm an American. And I'm wearing the flag. Yesterday, I freaked out the other day. Well, it was Mr. Crowley, our boss. Where are you going, Joe? I forgot my flag. He looked at me like, what are you, nuts? You got nuts? You know, he goes, well, you just stop. I go, John's waiting for us over there. This is me. I swear to goodness gracious, on 3rd Avenue. I got to get my flag. You know why? They're trying to take the country away. I honestly believe that. They're tearing us down. Jerry goes, all right, go for it, you know? And then Kevin McCullough is there, and Kevin starts a half-hour story. And I said, I interrupted him. Love you, Kevin. I love you, man. Yeah, Kevin goes, let me tell you about Stephen Baldwin. I said, Kevin, you know, I got to get my flag. Do you mind? So I walked, and I got my flag, and I put it on. And then I bought one back from Mr. Crowley. I put it on. I gave one to Joyce. Come on. You got to show your patriotism, I think, in a peaceful way, because they're trying to destroy America. That's it. And I don't, not to be dramatic by any way, but, oh, my gosh, what's happening? I cannot believe what's happening. This Millie situation, he calls. And, again, would somebody, hopefully, somebody could steal that from me. Because just reverse the situation. What if there was Tiananmen Square in China? What if something happened in Hong Kong, you know? Or what if something in Taiwan, something happened, and then all of a sudden the one of the hierarchy of the Chinese Communist Party says, oh, I better call Mr. Milley. I better call Mr. Milley. Mm. Now that is
sound like that.
That is, no, excuse me. That was an
he was talking to himself
of a high level
in English.
A high level. That was my impression of a high level Communist Party military member. Stop. No, I don't want to hear it. Oh, he's racist. He's racist. No. Chances are, and I challenge you to show audio that the high level military member would sound like, I called Governor Milley on the phone like that. Just like that. Don't call me racist.
Don't get mad. Just keep making fun.
What gentleman name? Milley? He's a joint chief. The joint chief guy. What's that guy name? Milley. Get Milley on the phone. Don't even get mad. That's
he's talking to himself.
High-level military people in the Communist Party sound. Al, am I right? Joe, could you find
I don't know.
Audio?
I don't live in China.
Find some audio. Another, you know, in North Korea, it's like if I did a Kim Jong-un impression, feed him to the dogs. Feed him to the dogs. You go dog. He my uncle. You feed him to the dogs. That is Kim Jong-un, a dead-on impression. Show me a better impression. Show me a better impression. Little wouldn't do an impression of Kim Jong-un the way I just did.
Rich Little would not. I don't think Rich Little has incorporated that into the act.
Show me.
Get the Baja Men on the phone.
Should I resign now?
Just go home. You've roasted Kevin McCullough. You've done your Asian impressions. I think it's all over from here.
Kevin, by the way, it's the Fish and Hunt Club today. Is that what that is?
The Hunt and Fish Club. Yes, I'll be there tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
It's a beautiful club. Kevin is there broadcasting live. We promote that, and Joyce put that together. I'm not able to make it. I'm working. What else am I doing? Joey, you're going. Joey Sebelia, you're going?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm looking forward to it.
You'll meet somebody. This is great.
I hope so. I really hope so. I that was part of the deal. I was only going to go if Joyce could set me up with somebody.
Yeah, yeah, it is. That's part of the prerequisite. Well, and we wish them all. That's going to be a nice night tonight over there. So we wish everybody. And Al will be there. So
no, I will not. No. I will not be there.
I already asked Al.
Wait. Yes. So, and I got a lot to tell you too. I mean, first of all, if the ex brings the an ex, the ex brings
right,
an
yeah.
Ex,
not a good look.
What?
Yeah,
what?
It's not a good look. But you did.
You know what I get? And by the way, I am so blessed. First of all,
right.
I sent Al. This is very, very surface and rude and probably wrong to say, but I sent Al a picture of Kimberly when we first started going out. And I go, and I asked the question, worth the alimony payments?
And my response was yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right. That's correct.
That's surface. That's wrong.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
wrong. I understand it. No, but listen. But more so, and much more seriously, yeah. blessing me with the beautiful children that she has.
Absolutely.
It was
Absolutely.
Worth the
yeah.
song.
And you did
it
mention.
Worth, it was worth the song and getting destroyed by Fred on Howard's show.
Yes,
it was worth that.
But yes, you did explain the circumstances behind why this person was there last night. And you know what? I can understand.
He's not doing well. The poor
I didn't want to reveal too much about it. But, I mean, it's understanding. I get it.
You know, but the guy could have bought me a tree. He could have bought me a bush. He could have bought me a plant.
Maybe a begonia.
Ruby begonia.
Well, no, Joe bought Christmas trees from this guy. The least the guy could have done by living in Joe's home was give him the tree for free.
Yeah. Okay, can somebody help me put the tree on the top of the car? And how much? Right. And he's still charging me for it. I said, well, no.
I mean, Joe visits...
When an ex says to you, hey, why don't you join us? That means you're paying for it. That's
right.
That's
exactly what it means.
So, and I said, I'm okay at this table all by myself. With all these young people all around me. I look like an old guy in a suit. I look like the manager of the band, you know?
Yeah. You were Reuben Kincaid last night. All you needed was a fedora.
But I got the mums to mom.
That's good.
That's good.
No Christmas trees, but.
No.
You don't buy a Christmas tree now in September.
We're going to break for news. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to see how Al's meditation went yesterday.
Oh.
How did Al's meditation go? I can't even imagine. I mean, Al Gattulo with his sitting there cross-legged with his hands out.
Please don't put that visual. If I did that, I wouldn't be able to get up because of my fatty liver. That's not what happened.
You have a fatty liver, you can't get up? That's right.
You got a fatty liver and an enlarged spleen, you can't get up. And you get cross-legged on the floor. Please, if I sat down now on the floor, I couldn't get up. Are you kidding me? That piece of garbage, I would need help.
Oh, it's going to be a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It is a Friday. 6:37. Al's got the news for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A hostess at an Upper West Side restaurant says she was shocked when three diners attacked her after she asked to see their vaccination cards before letting them into her restaurant last night. The incident took place at Carmine's restaurant on Broadway near 91st Street, when the alleged attackers were three women who were visiting the city from Texas. One of the women broke the hostess's necklace during the attack. The worker refused medical attention when police arrived on the scene. The three Texans were taken into custody, given desk appearance tickets. New York City has a vaccine mandate that demands all diners show proof of a vaccination card before being let into indoor restaurants, clubs, movie theaters, museums, and health clubs. Starting today, FEMA is deploying mobile disaster assistance teams to municipalities across Bergen County. Executive Jim Tedesco is encouraging residents and business owners impacted by Hurricane Ida remnants to apply for financial relief with representatives at these sites. Three sites will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, including the Leonia Recreation Center Gym, Tenafly Borough Hall, and Old Tappan Borough Hall. The locations of these help centers will change every day, but the Recovery Center at Bergen Community College is open every Monday to Saturday. In sports, the Giants dropping a heartbreaker last night as the Washington football team kicked a game-winning field goal as time expired to top Big Blue 30-29. Giants start the season 0-2. Orioles over the Yankees 3-2. Mets were off. They'll open up a series against the Phillies tonight. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Let's see what's going on right now on Vets Highway. Vets Highway is still closed in both directions as you get out toward the area of Connectquod Avenue. It's all due to an accident involving a motorcycle that went into some equipment overnight here. So the investigation continuing here on Vets Highway getting out toward Connectquod Ave. Let's see what's happening as you head to the LIE westbound at Deer Park Avenue. A collision on the shoulder now. Southern State Parkway westbound by Wantagh Avenue. A crash being cleared. Traffic moving slowly on the BQE eastbound getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. On the LIE eastbound up by Woodhaven Boulevard, a collision there as well. 80 westbound, the ramp at exit 56 into Woodland Park, a down tree. 4 eastbound at Teaneck Road in Teaneck. It looks like an accident on that ramp. That ramp is still subject to closure. And a brake check here on the Taconic South at 301 in Putnam Valley with police department activity. Partly cloudy today, chance of showers, high of 76. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Save up to 45% on Dell computers with Windows 10 Pro. Enjoy specials on Dell docks, monitors, and servers. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. So call 877-ASK-DELL to speak with a Dell Technologies advisor. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
As many of you know, Buddy Foy Jr. and his wife Jen own the Chateau on the Lake in Bolton Landing, New York, on Lake George. It was the inspiration for their Food Network TV show, Summer Rush, which chronicled happenings at the Chateau and the restaurants owned by Buddy's parents and brother. If you've never been, it's time to go, because they've received over 30 Diner's Choice Awards, the Wine Spectator's Award of Excellence, and have been named to the top 100 most romantic and top 100 most scenic in America. The lakefront is a spectacular way to dine, enjoying the magnificent beauty of Lake George. Open for 9 years, the Foys and their professional staff are passionate about food and people and are famous for serving delicious French-inspired cuisine in Italian portions. The Chateau on the Lake also has luxury rooms if you want to spend the night. For more details and to make a reservation, visit their website, thechateauonthelake.com. That's thechateauonthelake.com.
And so I tell you, I'm at dinner the other day, and a friend, they take out Relief Factor. They take the Relief Factor out right there, and they open the little pack right there. And I was so impressed with that. And that person said to me, Joe, where's your Relief Factor? I said, I have bags in my car. I said, would you like me to go bring some bags in? You know, everybody's taking Relief Factor now because it works. I'm just grateful because I can move around and be active, like working tomorrow, working all
the Relief Factor, pain-free studio.
There it is, exactly what we are. So, and don't forget about that, too. And thank you. We are the Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. And now, and I'm so proud to tell you about Relief Factor. And I want to get into it on how they came up with this product. And I told you about the gentleman I talked to was a Vietnam veteran, what he went through and how we understood, you know, to offset pain. And it's 100% drug-free. So many good things to tell you about Relief Factor. But I would start here with the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. Everybody's taking Relief Factor. You got to do it to get yourself out of pain. I'm telling you, you got to move around. I want you to be active, safely and active. You could do it with, I believe, Relief Factor. It works for me like a miracle. ReliefFactor.com, please. ReliefFactor.com, or you can call 800-500-8384.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Ben Shapiro Show. Weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
He's a step ahead of me. Cthulhu.
Always.
My mother goes, she was so great yesterday. She listens to the podcasts and she'll listen to the show. You know, Al, he's funny. He's funny. That was funny. I said, Mom, I discovered him. He was a cranky, quiet news guy, and I prodded and poked the bear, and he woke up, and now he's an intricate part of the show. Isn't that the best? But I told Al just a second ago, I said, put some OM music on. Here it is now. And now it's the meditation hour with Al Cthulhu, brought to you by some craft beer somewhere in New Jersey.
So get sauced while meditating.
So walk us through. So was your son involved in this?
No. Yeah, my son was in his room. It was myself, my wife, two friends of ours, and my friend Judy, who came over to do the whole meditation thing. I have to tell you,
It was interesting. You know, she plays this music and she's talking to you and telling you about different colors and chakras and all this other stuff or whatever, throat chakra, heart chakra, whatever. And apparently...
Isn't that a lettuce? Chakra?
Yeah.
No. Type of lettuce, isn't
it? No, it's not. You're thinking of endive lettuce, maybe. Or arugula. But, you know, so you're supposed to see colors as you're going through the various steps or whatever. I did not see any colors. Apparently everybody else did. But, you know, it's about regulating your breathing. And what I saw at one point in the black that I was looking at, because I did mention... during the thing, I said, if all you see is black, is your soul dark, like, you know, or you have no soul? But apparently I saw which apparently I have a dark soul, but I saw a car in the distance driving off a road in black and white. It was very weird. Yeah. I was not on drugs, so in case anybody thinks that I was on any type of pharmaceuticals.
So you start to meditate, and then you have like these little visions.
Yes, essentially.
What was the vision?
It was a car in the distance driving off, you know, on a road bearing to the right in black and white. Like, that's all I saw. And I was trying to focus to try and get to it and couldn't. But I didn't see any colors. Like, apparently my wife says
sleeping?
She saw red.
Wait, no. To me,
but apparently, according to my friend, people do fall asleep because they get relaxed and they fall asleep. And I'm thinking, I'm going to go out, you know, in 10 seconds. But I didn't. You know, the controlling your breathing does slow your heart rate down. It does settle you and kind of focus you.
We
did it for about 20 minutes. And, you know, I said to myself, you know what? I could see me doing this every day, just kind of taking 20 minutes. And she said it's a process. You each have to find your own way. She has worked with my friend. She said the best people that she's worked with, police officers and military people.
Oh.
They know how to compartmentalize, especially military people. When you're in the heat of battle, you're having to juggle, you know, 15 different things, and you have to be able to put those things aside to focus on the mission. And she said a lot of them pick up meditation very quickly because they're able to compartmentalize.
You know, I guess so. I don't know. It takes a lot. I know people, but I know people who meditate who are the angriest people I know.
Really?
Yes. And they always go, well, I have got to meditate. You know, I meditate. And then they go, oh, did you see what Trump did? Did you see what happened to Trump? Did you see this guy? Who is this guy?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's all those people, they're ex-hippies, you know, like that. Oh, Trump, are you kidding me? They get crazy. It's like, that's about Hillary. It's like when people get crazy about Hillary. Everybody relax, for crying out loud. But yeah, meditation, I guess we should try that. Will you do it again, Al?
Yes, I will, actually. And she's going to come back and she's going to do a few different things. But she said it's up to you, the person, to how far you're going to take it. And she said the biggest problem that a lot of people have is that we don't take time for ourselves.
You don't.
We're
have
so
time.
Busy rushing
That's
around.
True.
Like you were just explaining running to your son's thing, your mom, do this,
clock.
Do that, do
on
that.
The clock.
She
on
said
the
you
clock.
Have to take a half hour a day, an hour a day, and just kind of
can't do
focus
it,
on you.
Can't
no,
do
yeah,
it,
I think we can
for
all do it. You can find.
I don't have time for that.
I don't have time for it either. I just can't do it. I can't. But you know what? I tell you, it's like Eastern. It's probably the best. It's the healthiest thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather just, you know, bang out some push-ups or something like that.
Well, no, exercise helps, and you know, for you to focus. But this is about working inward and kind of just slowing everything down and just being in the moment.
I find solace. Are you listening? I love you. You like family. Listen. Watch where I'm going. I find solace in church.
Praise Jesus.
He
finds solace in church. Meanwhile, he's like, hey, Father, let's go. Sermon, too long. Come on. Chop, chop. Got to get out of here. Okay. Where's the solace there? Where's the solace? Yeah. Communion. Yeah. Okay. Pray. Okay. We don't have the time to read the minutes. Put it on a bulletin board. Let's go. Chop, chop.
Here's a tip.
There's no, you're absolutely right.
Right. But then a second collection?
I'm like,
my God, let's go. I mean, we got to get out of here.
It's great to be in church. I can feel the Lord.
Listen.
Praise Jesus. A second collection already now.
Just take it back.
In church. He's talking for 15 minutes, this guy.
I mean, what is the point of the sermon here? Yeah, we got it. Everybody's evil. Come on, let's go.
Needles and pins. Yeah. That's what you got to say. So, it's a happy man who grins. That's what you got to say, man.
Joe, let's say you have to do the rosary. Do you do, like, the expedited rosary? Skip over, like, six of the beads?
I do. They do have the drive-in rosary,
I can
actually.
See Joe. Yeah, our Father who art in heaven. All right. Yeah. All right. Amen. Amen. Let's go.
You know the drill. You know what it is. Yeah. Let's get out of here. Yeah.
In the name you of know the, Father, the rest.
In the name Mom, of the Father. Forget no. about the rest. The Holy Spirit in this. Yeah, let's go. Okay. Come on.
My mom said, I was next to Mom, and I get fidgety if the Mass is longer than 12 minutes. So I sit there, and I'm looking around. I'm going, okay. And so my mom, I'll never forget this. She just takes her. I was sitting to her left, and she takes her left hand, and she puts on my forearm, and she goes, Joseph, you're in church, and try to understand that you're in church. And I don't even know if she said those words. She put her hand on my forearm. And I went, you know, she's right. So there are times in church where I get fidgety, where the priest is talking too much, where they do 14 verses of a song.
See, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I try to get back. Yeah. But you know where I do get calm? When there's an empty church. An empty church.
Oh.
See, Raymond Arroyo got it when we were chatting with the great Raymond Arroyo the other day. He was like, you go into an empty church or a temple or a mosque or whatever you prefer. You go in and no one's around. There you can find the solace there. That's where I'll meditate, Albert. That's where I'll meditate.
All right. There you go. All right, enough. Yeah, all right, got to go.
So how long did the meditation thing go?
About 20 minutes. And then, we chatted afterwards or whatever.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Huh? It's. I told
then you.
You
guys got sloppy drunk afterwards, didn't you?
No, exactly. No drinks. Yeah. No, I served a little crumb cake and a little gluten-free chocolate cake
really
for my one friend.
I meditate. It bores the hell. Yeah. What did you serve?
Crumb cake that I bought and some gluten-free chocolate cake for my one friend who has a gluten allergy.
Karen.
I'm getting mums. You're getting making crumb cake. And I mean, look.
No. I bought crumb cake. I didn't make it.
It's like the coffee clutch with you too. Yeah,
exactly.
Coffee clutch.
Next thing I know, you're going to start a book club. You're going to read Black Beauty and all these books. Ridiculous.
Hey, 6:51. Debbie is out there looking out for you. Traffic wise, it is Friday. It is September 17th. Debbie, here we go. The morning has begun. Mm-hmm, let the party begin. Oh my goodness gracious.
I like the meditation thing, but at night when you're reading or relaxing, I think that's kind of meditating, right? Before
exactly.
you go to sleep?
That's exactly right. Definitely. You could do that? You could do that?
To read before I go to sleep, and then I get so relaxed. Yeah, that helps, you know?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to. I'm not a reader either. I am just so hyper now. I'm going to just.
into bed and go right to sleep?
Yeah, I try. It's not easy, but I try. Thank God for my pillow. But you know what?
You know what?
It's like we were talking about yesterday. I'm the kind of guy, and I don't mean to be facetious here or didactic in any manner, but if I'm going to just drop, that's the kind of guy I'm going to drop. And that's the way I want to go. Just
no.
God forbid, on stage, applause,
no,
boom.
No.
They laugh. They think it's a joke, and then, oh, my God, he's not getting up.
Oh, Joe, don't say that. No. Don't. No. I don't want to even think about that.
All right. Okay. I'm rooting forward. I will. Praise Jesus.
Just relax. Yeah, you relax in church, like you said. You can relax. Try to relax when you hear the music, you know, at Mass.
Yeah. Verse 8. Yeah, I got it. Debbie, we love you. Deb's on the roads for you. AM 970, The Answer.
Well, you're not relaxing right now if you're stuck on 287. I'm sure you're stressed out. 287 northbound is completely closed, heading up past 6 at 55 in Wanacue. It's all due to an accident and a car fire. So we have police and fire department activity at the scene. That's 287 northbound closed in Wanacue with that pretty serious problem there. Let's go to 4 eastbound, the ramp at Teaneck Road. In Teaneck, a crash. We're seeing delays on the Cross Bronx westbound at Rosedale Avenue, a disabled school bus out there. Bruckner westbound at White Plains Road, a crash. LIE eastbound right at Woodhaven Boulevard, a tractor trailer and a car collided there. Jackie Robinson eastbound at Forest Park Drive, it's a collision. We're still seeing some delays on the Southern State Parkway westbound at Wantagh Avenue. It looks like an accident is on the shoulder. And over on the Taconic southbound at 301 in Putnam Valley, police department activity cleared. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. 70, The Answer.
Everyone needs a place to call home. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate for the latest news on real estate. It's a seller's market right now, so let Dottie and her team of experts help you navigate the tricky waters of real estate. Tune in every Saturday as Citizens Bank Senior Vice President Ace joins Dottie and offers listeners free advice on the mortgage process. Join in every Saturday morning at 10. Again, that's every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough.
I'm Christine Nicholas.
Christine, we are excited. September 17th, we are going to broadcast for Broadway.
At the Hunt and Fish Club at 125 West 44th Street, we hope that you'll join us for a two-hour special live presentation about Broadway coming back.
We've got a very good list of people that are going to join us, Christine. Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Joe Benacasa from the Actors Fund, and so many more. Tom Harris will be there from the Times Square Alliance, and Chief Terrence Monaghan.
Get your table now, 347-625-12.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds this morning may break for a bit of sun at times this afternoon. It'll be humid today with a brief shower or two, high 77. Plenty of clouds and humid tonight, low 69. Clouds will give way to some sunshine tomorrow. It'll be warm but humid in the afternoon, the high 82. Sunday will be sunny and beautiful with much lower humidity at a high of 77. AM 970, The Answer.
That's Joe Lundberg. This is Joe Piscopo. This is AM 970, The Answer, telling you about the mice slippers that I wear indoor and out. Now, when I go put my mums out at the house and I'm going to put the mums up, I can put on my mice slippers because they have a leather sole, quality leather suede they're made of, and it's made with MyPillow foam. And impact you. I don't know if it's leather, whatever it is. It is the most comfortable thing I've ever put on my feet, including like a running shoe. You know, some of those running shoes are so comfortable. No, no, no. You got to try the My Slippers. And Mike is giving you 50% off. Are you kidding me? It's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP. JOEP. Or go to MyPillow.com. By the way, great discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets. Ah, they're fantastic. You hear the ah? That means it's great. Oh, how many? Oh, I give it five us. Five us. MyPillow.com. You could get the MyPillow mattress topper as well. You can get the MyPillow towel sets. Oh, the towel set. We have the towel sets. Five us on the towels as well. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. But 50%, these new My Slippers, you'll want them for the whole family. They are just spectacular. Mike just hit it out of the park with this. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And again, designed to wear indoor and out. And you know what? All day long. Mike took a couple years to develop the My Slippers. Check them out. 50% off at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. The promo code is Joe P.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Tony. Tony says on Twitter, me too, Joe. The only place I can meditate is in church. I could do it in an empty church. That's where it is. I find such solace in the church. I feel the spirituality of it. You know, I could really feel I could meditate there. But once Mass starts, I'm looking on my watch. Al, you're absolutely right. I know. I'm bad. But I go.
Yeah, I know. But you go. But you're like, oh, it's going to be over.
Praise Jesus, Al Gatula. We'll be talking to Al Gatula when we come back on this program this morning. We'll be trying to save Al Gatula's soul because Al Gatula's soul is black. Yes, he has dreams of cars. They drive off of cliffs because he doesn't believe.
Oh, I said road, not a cliff. Not a cliff.
Come back to the Meditation Hour with Al Gatula. And we'll be meditating with Al.
Oh, we got a lot to get into. Joe on the radio. By the way, it's a great show Joe Sebelia put together. And we are going to talk with Dr. Nina Radcliffe, back by popular demand. We know you love Nina. We do, too. Miranda Devine on the show. Mike Gallagher will check in. Greg Jarrett on the show. Oh, this Millie, this thoroughly modern Millie guy. Forget about it. Mark Morgan will give you the facts at the border, as Tom Holman did yesterday. You're not going to believe it. I don't believe it. What's going on? Mark Morgan has the facts. Brigitte Gabriel and you at 877-970-2999.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.